This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Hello, guys. Good evening. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Carlin.
How are you, Ellen?
I'm great. How are you, hon?
I'm really good, thank you. How's your week been?
Brilliant, brilliant. And I'm even more excited that today's like 17 degrees.
Oh, I feel like summer's approaching.
It is. It's coming. She's flirting with us.
Yeah, she's flirting. Clock's changing a week or two. I'm here for it.
I know. It's coming. It's around the corner.
It's been a long winter and really I'm ready for the current bun.
Yeah, same. We're dressed for summer anyway today.
Yeah, I've got the crochet on.
He's got the crochet.
Anyway, enough about my wardrobe. As always, guys, you know, we always bring it every single week. And tonight is no exception. This show is jam-packed. So we're going to be talking all things Celebrity X on the Beach. I had the pleasure of going to the press night on Monday. Just got over the headache. Yesterday was a bit delicate. You know, it is when you turn 21.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It all goes downhill
from
there, Bobby.
The WKD blues don't go down the same.
They don't, do they? They hit harder.
So I've got all the tea and I spoke to all the celeb cast. Mm. So we've got a little treat here. We are spilling all the tea. What's really gone down in that villa, which I know you guys, you're desperate to know. Plus, we're joined in the studio by Big Brother star Olivia Young. She was runner-up, you know, last year when it came back.
I remember. And actually, she was the life and soul of that show.
Yeah.
She made it.
Yeah.
Like her personality just took over the whole house. So I'm looking forward to chatting to her.
She had good banter. She had good banter. And I'm sure she's going to be bringing it to Access All Areas later on in the show. But first, we're joined by the lovely Stella. She's back on the firm. How are you, girl?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back, guys.
You're so welcome. We love you.
Yes.
So, girl, what's this week been like showbiz-wise? You've been a busy bitch?
It's very busy, very busy, because it's only Wednesday, but it feels like it's Friday, because in the land of film, there's a famous spy that's been on everyone's minds, everyone's talking about, James Bond.
Yes.
Right.
And it was reported that Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Kick-Ass, what other film has he been in? Bullet Train, but the real ones remember him as Robbie from Angus Songs and Perfect Snogging, is the new Bond, apparently.
Do you know what? Yeah. I haven't seen any of those movies, but they showed pictures of him on Lorraine, I think, today. Yeah. And with long hair, I was like, oh no, he cannot be Bond. And then they showed a picture of him looking like Bond in a suit with a shaved head. And I was like, okay, now I get it. I get it.
I would. can I just say that? And again, I mean, I'm going to be probably one of the only people in, I was going to say the country, possibly the world, that's never seen a single James Bond.
What?
I've never seen an Harry Potter either. But that's another story.
The Harry Potter thing's a different ballgame.
Yes.
But how did you get away with Bond?
Never seen a James Bond. But what I will tell you, and I don't mind keeping it 100 with you, I'm kind of over the rumour mill. I feel for the last 64 years, it's just like, the Weldon is Chihuahua has been rumoured to be him.
So true.
And I'm just like, can you just fucking book someone? Because I can't bear the rumour mill
but
anymore.
But also, Bobby, you don't give a shit because you haven't seen any of the show.
Couldn't give a toss. Couldn't give a toss.
No,
unless it's me.
And it's funny you say that, Bobby, because the rumour mill is going to kickstart again because it's allegedly he's not even in the running anymore.
Oh, not again. Exactly. Fucking hell. We're going to be here in 6 years' time talking.
Yeah, he did an interview with Rolling Stone and he said, well, I don't know if that was a jibe to the whole Bond rumours, but he basically said, I don't necessarily want this to be my brand doing one action movie after another. So
what?
It's kind of...
So he's not even Bond?
More or less, that's, I don't know if that was his way of shutting it down to be like, okay, guys, like that's enough.
Hush, I have an NDA to uphold.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he was at. But this is annoying because they do this every year, like you said. And
it's
I remember one year, Idris Elba, everyone was talking about
it. Oh, it was almost... At one point, it was confirmed.
Fact. Yeah. I literally thought it was fact because it was on the news, it was on everything. Yeah. And then he was like, no, nobody's asked me. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, similar with Aaron as well. Everyone said the reports were saying he was going to sign the paperwork by the end of the week.
Like, I love it gets this date out. He's signing his contract Friday.
Who makes this shit up?
Where's the source coming from?
Madness.
And it's funny what you said about the whole long hair thing because Ed Balls, Good Morning Britain, presents.
He ain't rumoured as well.
No, let me not skip
I was going to say, fucking, I love you, Ed. But I can't.
That's one I would not believe.
Yeah, sat there down in his martini.
Yeah, he said the same thing about, like, he's still in with the long hair and was like, absolutely not. Like, he'd need a haircut. I'm not buying it. But I'm sure Aaron can a local barber shop is not within his is within his reach. Yeah. He can go there.
You can have a haircut. You
I was
do that
an hairdresser in a former life. I'll give him a short back and sides.
Exactly. Is that what I think it is?
A haircut, Miss Ellen.
Okay. Back in your mouth.
Okay, so from film news straight to TV, and everyone is obviously watching, talking about Celebrity Big Brother. Mm. I'm not exactly sure when the final is, but it's very soon. I'm guessing Friday.
Isn't it Friday? Yeah, this weekend.
Very, very soon. And it is looking like diva Louis Walsh is going to take the crown.
Do you think? Yes. Is that what the bookies are saying?
That is what, yeah. That really? Is, I'm seeing it's confirmed. I'm not seeing any other name, and it is looking like Louis Walsh.
You know what? I think it's the biggest turnaround I've ever seen in Big Brother, because last week he was absolutely hated with all the Jedward saga, and he's dropped names like I don't know what, and he's bitched about every single person. But I think this week people have actually started to realise it would be so boring without him.
Yeah.
And be dry as fuck.
So dry. And the fact he knows he's hated on the outside because he heard the boos and the live evictions, but he hasn't changed.
He don't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit.
I love that.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. Without sounding too like meh, but do you think that's maybe an age thing? Because I feel like certain people, the older they get, they just don't care as much.
Yeah. This is why we like
it. I love he's keeping it 100. He's genuine. And like you say, El, he's heard that people weren't his biggest fan a week or 2 weeks ago. Some people would be a bit calculated, maybe. We've seen it in the past.
Yeah.
Well, people then have that gameplay. Yeah, they try and be a people pleaser. We can't mug the audience off anymore.
Yeah.
Reality TV is not the new kid on the block anymore.
Yeah.
We ain't stupid at home. Do you know what I mean? When we sat there with our Maltesers, we know if you're mugging us off.
Yeah.
And Louis is like, fucking love me, hate me. Couldn't give a toss.
And how refreshing is that? Especially this day and age, because everyone is just trying to be liked. Yeah. It's their whole MO. And it's boring. Like, it's literally boring. Mm. Like, that's what Ek and Sue has been accused of, right?
I was just about to say that. Yeah, because it's funny how Love Island, everyone loved her. She was the one we were all rooting for. But this time round, everyone's like, I don't want to use the word downfall, but it's just looking a bit strange. Like, the attitude switch up is just not
so she was
matching.
Basically up Louis's hole for the first, 2 weeks. Like, clung to him and Sharon. Mm. And then when she heard Louis get all the boos, she changed tack and she voted him for a nomination.
Do you think calculated?
Calculated.
Yeah, 100%,
it looks calculated. Why else would she vote him? Now, she said, since she's come out of the house, that he wanted to leave, but we've never seen those clips.
Mm.
So maybe it's something to do with the edit, but she said, he said to me he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Do you believe her?
I'd like to believe her. I don't think she deserves the hate that she's getting.
I was going to mention that, because Leighton Williams, who was on the latest Strictly,
he tore her a new arsehole.
Yeah, I have to say, he gave her a little bit of sass, being like, don't blame on the edit, girl. Like, we're not going to do that
kind
of thing.
Literally, before she'd even
said anything,
gone and opened a bag of crisps, she hadn't even got in her Uber and gone to the hotel yet. And she's telling AJ that it's all down to the edit machine.
Yeah.
But AJ, she told her what time it was.
Exactly.
She was like, no, girl. You ain't seen Jack Punk yet.
I love seeing that with Big Brother, because I feel like that's something that on previous reality shows they'd be very quick to kind of pour cold water on and be like, okay, like, let's protect that. But they were like, no, like, this is what it is. You said what you said.
Yeah.
Let's just embrace it. Own it.
Yeah, so true. I don't know. I feel like people should lay up on Ek and Sue, because she was meant to show up on Lorraine during the week and she didn't.
No
show. And I feel like getting that much hate must be heavy. For what? What does she do? Mm. Or she nominated Louis. Louis didn't even give a shit.
He ain't going to lose sleep. Whether he leaves or not, like, literally, he's getting his 500 grand, allegedly. Yeah. He's getting that money. Do you think he really cares if he lasts one day or the whole show?
Doesn't care.
But it's a funny old ball game, because you can kind of see, especially as people start getting voted out and then they start speaking about how the show was.
Yeah.
You're kind of getting that bit, but I don't know, because I was thinking, I'm guessing her agent was there, or obviously, her mum was there.
Yes, yeah.
Someone's told her something from walking out of the house to doing that interview with AJ.
They go straight to that interview as well. They have an ad break, that's it.
Yeah. So someone's obviously said, look, this ain't it ain't been great.
It's not been great. I guess, yeah, like her publicist or something must have been standing there going, listen, it's looking quite shit right now. Yeah. So, you know, defend
Times
yourself in there. And then just threw her into the gladiator ring.
Because I reckon her response, given like if that interview was like days after, her response and the way she carried herself would have been very different.
Yeah.
But she kind of felt a bit like in the corner, like pushed to the corner a little bit, like I've got no defence. So
it's
that
not
was quite
fair.
Sad to see.
Totally. And I don't think it's fair on the people who come out, but it's great for Big Brother. Like,
and Big Brother's rubbing his hands.
Yeah.
But this is always the thing, not necessarily just with Big Brother, but it's one of the most notorious for it. But I guess just reality TV in the culture we live in now, cancel culture, Big Brother, especially back in the day, was known to celebs as being, it was a big paycheck.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reality shows out there, but Big Brother was like the governor of paychecks, especially in the Channel 5 days.
Yeah,
they
had
coins to throw about.
Really,
Oh, matey, you owned OK Magazine. he weren't short of a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
But there's a reason that they wave these checks at you. And Ekin ain't the first person, and I doubt she'll be the last. Mm. You can go in there, nation's sweetheart. People have lost careers going in that house. You think, it's 3 weeks, it's a lovely check.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely check and it's nice. Of course, it's, we've all got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Girls got to eat.
I know.
But it can go tits up.
It's catch 22, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like Sharon played it so safe. Like, she was not the Sharon.
You couldn't cancel Sharon Osbourne if you tried, though.
Definitely.
But I feel like when Louis was bitching, she was really kind of biting her tongue. Every now and again, people she didn't mind bitching about, she'd go, yeah, she's a cunt or whatever.
Yeah.
She's this, she's that. But she was like very mellow for what the Sharon I know.
Definitely.
But she had a bad time because she was on The Talk, not The View. I always get confused.
She
like
was on
that version of Blue Swimming.
View. I think
Oh, she the View.
Yeah,
I
think
the
View.
Oh, The View. So, yeah. Don't let me ask from
you. She got cancelled.
Got cancelled,
yeah.
I don't even know
the
what...
The back in Piers Morgan.
Yeah, it was the Meghan
the
Markle
situation.
Yeah, but she didn't actually even back him. What she said is, because the panel she was with that day, she was like, he's allowed an opinion. He's a celebrity, he's a journalist, he's going to have an opinion.
Yeah.
And I think there was that whole thing that there was a race debate about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're backing a racist. And she was like, but what's he done?
Yeah.
And she kind of got cancelled for that. She's in the UK now anyway.
Yeah.
But so maybe that's kind of shook her a little bit.
I was actually saying that as well when I was watching it. I was like, I feel the View thing shook her to her core.
Yeah.
Now she's like totally not opinionated.
Because she
really
couldn't give a toss.
Yeah.
10 years ago, 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing, what was it, am over her garden.
I heard a story that one of her neighbours pissed her off and she shit into a box and posted it through their letterbox.
It was Jack Osborne when he was a baby.
Oh,
she used to say to him, shit in a box, shit in a box. And you'd get a parcel of shit from Sharon Osborne.
That's the Sharon
I've got to say allegedly, but it's kind of out there already.
It's in her book. It's in her book.
I always say I'm the queen of alleged.
Always cover yourself, Bobby, no matter
what. We don't want legal letters.
Exactly. Okay, so I've got varied stories here. So from film to TV to now to music, Beyonce's cover album for Act Two. I think I can't remember what the album's actually called, which is Cowboy Carter.
Yes.
That's what it's called. Artwork came out yesterday and it looks have you guys seen it?
No.
It is incredible.
Oh,
she's
really?
Like standing in front of a horse, proper cowboy attire, blonde weave on point.
I love this
new cowboy era for her.
Literally. And guess what the name of the horse was called? Guess what the name of the horse is
Jay-Z.
Called?
Jay-Z.
Chardonnay. And I was like, I'm obsessed.
That's bougie.
I was like, I'm so obsessed.
That's bougie. That's good. We like it.
Literally, I was just like,
I absolutely love it.
But everyone's loving, as much as they're loving the artwork, she posted a lengthy caption. And Beyonce's not really known for giving too much away on social
but
media.
I
like
love
that.
Her for that. She ain't one of these celebs that is desperate to get papped.
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You don't see her falling out of a nightclub, being sick in a McDonald's bag, pissed in an Uber, with her weave full
Can
of
you
fucking
imagine?
Sick.
No, I'm sorry. That's the Beyonce I want to know.
Yeah, that's the girl I wanted.
Yeah, screw that.
Yeah, her caption was basically calling out a moment where she performed at the Country Music Awards, I think in 2015, 2016. Wow. And she performed with the Dixie Chicks. And basically she got, not cancelled because you can never cancel Beyonce, but she basically got called out saying that she didn't belong there as a black woman. Like, you don't have a place here. Your music style doesn't belong here.
Wasn't she the first black woman who's topped the country charts at the moment?
Exactly,
I'm like, yes, queen.
And the final line of her Instagram caption was like, like, this is not a country album, this is a Beyoncé album. And I was like, get him again.
Yes,
get him again.
She is a whole category to herself.
100%.
She can do whatever era she wants.
She literally can sing what she wants and she owns it.
And she's okay with it.
You saying that out loud. So that was 2016.
Yeah.
How mad is it? And even now, 2024, it's not like the world's amazing. We've still got a long way to go.
Of course.
But fucking bizarre that she got shit. You don't belong here. Can you tell any?
Exactly.
It blows my mind that the racism and homophobia in the world today.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What the fuck?
I feel like, and this is strange to say because Lil Nas is probably quaking in his boots, but didn't he pave the way, really? Because he was the first black country star only a couple of years ago, like only about 4 years ago.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just crazy because I think I don't know much about country music, but I can imagine like the Dixie Chicks are like icons within that genre.
Yeah.
And you'd think Dixie Chicks and Beyonce, you think that insane. Sounds amazing. Yeah. But when, I don't know, I feel like music is so universal. So whatever race you are, if you love a certain genre of music, I don't understand this need to hate on somebody just because it doesn't fit what they look like. It doesn't look like,
they need to think outside the box, be clever. Yeah. One of the most famous women in the world. We don't need a surname, you're Beyonce. You know what I mean? There's very few people that don't need a surname. If she's bringing attention to a whole genre of music, I mean, I'm not a country boy. You ain't a country girl. Ellen, I don't reckon you're banging out a lot of country.
I'm a country girl. We discussed this before, remember? You were like Dolly Parton. I was like Garth Brooks.
Nowadays, in our generation, it's not the most popular.
No.
Of course.
No.
Yeah.
It's very American.
So for
American.
Her to shine a light on it, I think thank the girl, buy her a fucking drink.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Exactly. And you know, like the Dixie Chicks wouldn't have invited her on stage if they didn't think it was a good idea.
Exactly.
I find when genres of music amalgamate, it creates really cool music.
100%,
like, we can't have the same shit all
the time.
There's
a lot of snobbery in music, though.
A performance that sticks out to me was at the Brits. I can't remember what year it was. I think it was 2010 or 2012 when Florence and the Machine and Dizzy Rascal.
Amazing.
Because on paper, that's a duo you think, oh, absolutely, that would never work. Yeah. That performance, I think, to this day is still celebrated
iconic.
And talked about.
So cool.
So, we should just all celebrate that.
Exactly. No, screw the haters. We don't like it. No.
Yeah.
Beyonce could do no bad.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. Exactly. Well said, Bobby. Well said.
Which is pretty much what she said in the caption without saying it. And again,
but one queen bee to another. What else we got, girl?
And a final bit is another bit, is back to film. And Anne, I don't know if you've heard about Anne Hathaway's new film called The Idea of You. Mm. And it's got a lot of attention lately because the plot is basically a 40-year-old mum who falls for a 24-year-old who's the lead singer of a band.
Okay.
And it's got a lot of comparisons to Harry Styles, One Direction. Mm. And a lot of people were just like, is this another Harry Styles fanfic? Is Harry going to have to get the lawyers involved? Because Nicholas Galestine, who plays Hayes Campbell in the film, he has a similar kind of tattoo placement to Harry Styles. So everyone's just a bit like,
Is it a bit
like, they know what they're doing. They don't have to say it, but we
but
got
we
eyes.
Know.
Yeah, yes. we know.
So what are people saying? That it's kind of like fiction based off truth, or
more or less, it's just one of those fanfics because Harry's latest relationship was with Olivia Wilde. So that kind of age gap people as well, kind of like seeking the comparisons, thinking what's going on here.
Okay.
But the reviews are out for it, and I actually saw it at South by Southwest Festival in Texas, and I can actually confirm it's not that bad at all. And the reviews and Rotten Tomatoes have based it 100%, which is very rare.
Wait, have they ever done that?
I think they have, but it's very rare
that they do that.
What? That's
crazy. And it's based off 8 to 10 reviews, so I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. We need to wait for more to roll in first.
Okay.
But the reception for it so far has been pretty positive.
Tell me your honest review. You said it's not that bad.
Yeah. Okay, honest, it's not that bad.
I mean,
bad.
That doesn't sound great.
Yeah. Okay, so it exceeded my expectations in certain lights, because I thought it was gonna be cringy AF. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, this is so... But the chemistry between them is honestly quite cute, and it's a whirlwind romance that goes way deeper than I actually expected it to be. I thought it was gonna be quite light, but it's actually quite like heartwarming
and
emotional.
Is it like a Star is Born vibe?
Yeah, pretty much, in terms of like the connection and how these two characters love each other.
For someone that's watched it, did you feel that it was based? Was there an element of Harry Styles? Did you keep thinking this is about Harry?
Honestly, right, it didn't help that the theatre I was in was playing One Direction songs beforehand. I don't know what that was about.
Subliminal messages.
There you
like,
go.
What is going on?
They're telling you.
Honestly, like, no. Like, I just felt like the whole, because One Direction is that kind of, I mean, depending on your age, that was that boy band.
Yeah.
And that kind of like defined a generation, if you will. So there were similarities when the boy band were on stage in one scene without giving too much away. They're singing together and you feel like, oh, I can compare this to Take That. I can compare this to Backstreet Boys. You compare it to whatever, but it's just One Direction is just the freshest one.
Right.
So to answer your question, like, I wouldn't say I was getting Harry Styles vibes, and that's just the honest truth. Yeah. Like, I think you kind of forget all of that once you see their love story.
I feel like anything to do with Harry Styles, like if the actor had a similar haircut, his fans would be like, oh my God, it's about him. Like,
And his fans are just so devoted and loyal in that way. But Anne Hathaway shut it down because even in a recent interview, a journalist had to ask, like, is it based on Harry Styles, One Direction? And she just simply said no. Like, oh, next. So, like, thank you. Next.
Thank you, next. Love that for Anne.
If you're listening, Harry, slide in them DMs.
Can you check? Can you get it?
Babes, I'm here for you. I'm here. Right, babes, thanks for the showbiz. What we're going to do now is we're going to play a game. Now, you know, we love a little game here on Access All Areas. This is going to be the headline game.
It is.
You are going to be our quiz master.
Definitely. It's a headline game, but a two truths, one lie edition.
Oh.
So we're starting with number one.
Okay.
Brian May adopts family of badgers.
True. Brian May. Who's Brian May?
Queen,
the one
right?
Who's got the air. Yeah.
Oh,
Queen?
Weren't he married to Angie Dent? Angie Watts from EastEnders? Am I getting confused with someone else?
I want to say, is Brian May the Queen guy? The Queen guitarist? I don't know if I'm getting confused with
someone. You said Queen.
He's from Queen.
He is from Queen. Okay, just checking.
So, yeah.
I've just been told in my headphones. I'm not going to pretend that I actually... I'm not going to lie to the nation.
You're so smart, Bobby. He knows everything. Wait, so are you going to give us three and then we decide?
So I believe I say it and you just tell me, is it true or false?
True.
Oh,
I'm saying true.
I feel like I'd need to know the other two to know if it's real or not.
Give us the other two. Yeah, we'll do it the other way. Okay, so number two. Kardashians want a moat surrounding their burial plot to stop people stealing their bodies.
Fucking
hell. When it comes to the Kardashians, like, who knows anyway?
I mean, that's wild.
Kris Jenner's probably getting planning permission as we speak.
I think that's wild, and also that would not stop people robbing their bodies.
No.
And I've seen an episode of Kardashians where they were talking about turning their ashes into crystals and they'd wear each other.
I didn't even know that.
Like jewellery.
I think you've got to be very, very sick to start stealing bodies, Kardashian or not.
People would. People are insane.
There's some sickos out
there. If we've learned anything from Kate Middleton's saga, people are wild.
The world's gone cray cray. Yeah. Sorry, my love. What's the final one?
And the last one. Margot Robbie tattooed the date of her wedding on her guests.
I'm saying
the badger thing.
The badger's real.
Badger's real. Is it one real, two lies?
Yes.
I'm going to say the tattoo. Two real.
Sorry, it's the first time we've played this, guys.
Okay, my bad, guys. I thought it was one. Okay.
I'm saying badger and... What's more likely? Kris Jenner's putting a moat around her ass and no one digs up her carcass.
I think that one's fake and the other two are real.
Yeah, the tattoo's real.
So, yes, the badgers are real.
Oh, well done, Bobby.
Yes.
I thought that was fake.
No, the badger's wrong. Oh,
even I'm confused.
The world we live in now. the one that sounds the most believable compared to people digging up dead Kardashians.
My bad. No, hold my hands
also,
up.
Also, guys,
confused.
I can't believe how complicated we're making this game.
Because the family of badgers sounded so wholesome and that's just,
sounds emotional. When you read the other two, you're like, no, that's believable.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, wait, so just go through the ball and say what's real or fake.
Okay, so Brian May adopts family of badgers.
Just told you.
that is wrong.
Badger's fake.
Badger's fake, I knew
other
it.
Two real.
Yeah, so Kardashians,
other two real.
Burial plot, who would have thought?
Their moat would have to be the size of, like, China or something.
Kensington
because
Palace.
People.
Barbie tattooing the date of her wedding guests. Apparently she really wants them there.
That's
just
some
you know.
Loving guests. I mean, a lot of
fair
people
play.
Don't like... I mean, I'm covered in tattoos, but some people don't like them.
You
so.
Could get it, I suppose, in the inside of your lip.
That hurts a lot, though.
But it's gone after, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Do you know what? After all that commotion, I need to take a break. We need to go to a trail. Baby, thank you so much, Stella.
No,
always a pleasure. We'll have you back in the studio soon. The
yes,
queen
please.
Of tea, Miss Ellen. We're going to go for a little break and we'll be back in two. See you soon, guys.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Politics and Censors. Joining us now, we have Muhammad Ali, author who is currently writing a book about India under Narendra Modi. Mr. Ali, thank you so much for joining us. And so I wondered if you could give us perspective to our listeners, what life is like for an Indian Muslim right now. Are they at risk of violence at any point in their life?
So right now, Muslims have stopped. They're very cautious not to appear as Muslims in day-to-day lives. Like they've stopped wearing skull caps, they've stopped eating meat in public spaces. And what has happened is that every idea and everything associated with Muslims have been illegitimized and have been criminalized in India today.
Every Thursday, FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. It's Access All Areas and we are live. You're joining me, Bobby and Ellen.
Whenever you say, and we are live, I want to say on Channel 4, please do not swear.
Please do not swear. The irony is we do swear.
I know. I love it though.
And FUBAR, that's what you're here for. We keep it real. We keep it 100. Mm-hmm. So, I said at the top of the show, you obviously go, you know I do, Bobby on the street every week. Well, this week was a little bit different, so I was invited, I had the absolute pleasure of being invited to go to the launch night of Celebrity X on the Beach. It's returning to our screens.
It looks so good. The world and their mother was at that. I was so jealous.
Oh, everyone was there. Really, really good night, as I said. And so this week's Bobby on the Street is Bobby at Celebrity X on the Beach press night, but it ain't got the same ring to it. But
I it's a bit long-winded.
It's a fucking mouthful, especially with a mouthful of veneers. So I did speed dating with all the celebs.
Fun.
And got some tea, got some goss. So guys, I'm just going to give you a little glimpse. We've got a lovely, well, not a little glimpse, it's quite a nice little chunk. So sit back, get comfy, put the kettle on, or crack open a a bottle of whatever you like, Prosecco,
yes,
Rosé. Treat yourself. First up, Mr. Joe Garrett. Next up, an old pal of mine, James Locke. Another old pal of mine, Chloe Brockett. Here we've got the lovely Jessica Power. Here she is. It's Chloe Veitch. Now we've got the lovely Zay Wilson. And finally, Tamara Joy. Guys, you always know, they don't call me the milkman for nothing.
No.
I always deliver.
Yeah.
And always. I got that too. What a night.
Was it good?
Great night. So I watched the first episode. I believe Ep 1 and Ep 2 is now available to stream.
Ooh.
Go check it out, guys. But Yeah, great evening, great cast.
What's the juiciest thing that happened?
Oh, the amazing interviews that I delivered.
He's like, I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, we'll keep that off the airways. We might be allowed to swear, but we've also got compliance and legal.
All right,
so, great show. There's got to be stuff coming out on our socials. So, guys, I know I always say it, but go and follow us on Instagram. So, obviously, we all know that we've got the @FooBarRadio app. And that's that handle. But we've also got our own little personal one now. Mm-hmm. So it's @AAA, obviously Access All Areas, FooBar. So go follow that. So obviously follow the FooBar as well, because you see a lot there. But me and Ellen, we've got our own little account
and
now.
And there's loads of fun stuff on there, so go check it out. If you want to see any more of the interviews, it's going to be there.
And as the show, as you know, the show's gone on 10 years now. Mm. Like we're in this era.
Yeah.
We're doing a whole lot more content. Mm-hmm. We did a lovely little thing. I don't know if it's gone out yet. Last week after the show.
With Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to say what we did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for telling me that, Bobby.
But the content's there. So, babe, if it ain't on the gram, it didn't happen. Anyway, enough about social media. Go follow. I know you guys will. So, we're going to have a little trail now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a break because the tea is taking it out of me. Me and Ellen, we're still trying to figure out what's more shocking, that Kris Jenner and they're building a moat to protect their dead bodies.
That's not going to happen. Like, I'd never get over that moat.
Or the fact that the one that sounds the most believable is the lie.
Is the lie.
Welcome to 2024, guys.
It makes sense.
What a world. Anyway, we'll see you in two, and then we'll be joined by the lovely Olivia Young from last year's Big Brother.
Access All Areas continues next. FooBar Radio.
Hey!
FooBar Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90. Yeah, you'd be 90.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Politics Uncensored. Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are, stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. The office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Every single one said it was really necessary for them to come.
The Dating Show.
I'm friends with a fair few exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, you know, isn't that a bit weird?
Think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of friend. You can be friends with someone, you can't be like best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FooBar Radio.
FooBar Radio.
FooBar Radio.
And if you didn't get it from the advert, you're listening to FooBar Radio. And even better still, it's Access All Areas.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you guys on board this crazy train of showbiz goss. And it's all going down. So, as I said at the top of the show, we're joined by the lovely Olivia Young. So, you'll know,
woo!
Last year's Big Brother, it made its return.
Yes.
It came to a new home of ITV.
Yeah.
You was a finalist, Olivia. How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for coming into the studio.
No problem.
It's lovely to have you in here. I've wanted you in here.
I'm excited.
I was just saying to Olivia earlier on, she made last year's Big Brother.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been nothing without you. Like,
you
were the life and soul of that show.
Thank you.
You really were. Because there was nobody else. Like, there was no other massive characters. There was quirky characters.
I think it's a once in a lifetime, realistically. If you don't embrace it and have the most fun, you don't want to come out and be like, oh, I wish I just didn't take it so serious.
And do you know what? Yeah. I got that as well from watching you. It was like you were on a girl's holiday in Ibiza. You were like, wow, you'd wake up.
That's
just
me
be
all
psyched.
The time. Like really? Last night when I checked into my hotel, like the guy at reception was like, why are you so happy? I was like, I'm just buzzing to be
welcome
alive.
To London.
Yes. I was like, I'm just happy to be alive. I'm having a great time.
Yeah,
living.
That doesn't go down well in London. People don't
it
really
was
like
Manchester as well.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm going to see Neo. And he was like, well, I can't wait to see when you're all ready. I was like, you're flirting with me.
Was he fit?
Yeah, but he was quite old, and I was like, that's not going to work.
Do you like an older man?
I don't like men, full stop.
Well done.
You on the girl train now?
Oh, no. No.
I thought you was coming out live on Fubar Radio.
Reveals.
But there was a lot of lovely lesbians out there that got really happy then.
They got very excited.
I just don't do love. It's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm so much more fun on my own. Why tone that down for anyone?
Exactly.
I'm guessing, from listening to that, we've all been there. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've been hurt in the past.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
let's unpack that.
How can the Uncle Bobby here? What's he done to you for you to be so anti-men?
It's the usual, isn't it? You get cheated on.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there, yeah.
I'll tell you off air the gory details if you want.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Well, it was a wild ride last year, so my big brother was my big revenge.
So was she with him long?
Know? Yeah.
And who was he shagging? Someone you know?
No, I didn't know her, to be fair. Well,
that's good.
It was a tragic tale.
At least you didn't know her.
Me.
I mean, you know, every cloud.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. You know, I heard somewhere that, like, women who date straight men are proof that you don't get to choose who you fall in love with, because who would choose to date a straight man?
Well,
fair. But I am convinced.
Sorry, Alan.
Men who cheat. Are in the closet.
Do you think?
Yep.
What you think? All men that cheat are gay.
Yeah, because what are you chasing? Why do you need to go elsewhere? Mm.
But the problem is, I think, they're chasing the Instagram face, the Instagram model, the Instagram body, whatever. When they see the person they meet on Instagram with their spot cream on in the evening, with an eye mask on, their earplugs in, like, you know, farting next to them in the bed.
But that's why I'm convinced, like, they're trying to hide something, because, like, they're constantly chasing the next thing. Why are you running? What are you running from?
They just
the
always
closet. That's what they're running
to
from.
Me, I think there's something better out there.
It's the most unforgivable thing. Like, because when you cheat on someone, oh God, we've gone down a right. Oh, right.
We should be asking.
I'm going to create a whole new show here. Bobby's Agony Uncle. We'll get producer in here.
We should be asking about
show.
Your life.
We're adding to the growing family of football shows. But for me, why it's unforgivable is because that shit don't leave you. So even it breaks your heart at first, because we all love them.
Yeah.
Then they're wankers, and then they cheat on you, treat you like shit. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of overcome that part. But even when you don't love him anymore, and the hatred's gone, and you just feel nothing.
Yeah.
It's the insecurity you're left with.
Yeah, it's like...
And that's what I can't forgive.
Trust issues, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't cheat.
Have a wank. Don't cheat. Or how about you just sleep with your partner? Keep your knob in your page.
Jesus. Okay,
it's that simple. It
really
is.
Something's telling me Bobby's been hurt.
Haven't we all?
Yeah. So there's always the boys with tiny knobs that cheat anyway. Anyway, on that front, let's moving on from Councillor Bobby. How's life treating you since Big Brother?
Like I said, life's good.
You're loving life.
I'm loving life. I'm always quite happy, to be fair. I'm not like...
Nah, you ain't sat home worrying about the ex-boyfriend.
No, best believe that's not happened for a long time.
What have you been doing since Big Brother? Because I feel like you're the busiest person I've ever seen on Instagram.
Well,
did you do something with O'Polly recently?
No, I didn't do something with O'Polly. However, they did use me for some free advertising.
What do you mean?
Used you?
I came out in an O'Polly dress on like the final of Big Brother. Came out and everyone was commenting on the like official TikTok, like, where's this dress from? Like, O'Polly with the blue tick, the official, was like, it's from our Hotfix collection, but haven't reached out since. And I thought, you using
literally, I thought you had a line with them.
Nope.
I like when I googled her
I
name, O'Polly came
that
up.
Comment, I thought, yes, come on, they're gonna, no.
What?
So they've literally,
Do you have an agent?
Yes, I've got a new agent, really good agent.
And Did they reach out to Old Polly and see?
Yeah.
Who the crack was? Yeah. Nothing back.
Nothing
that
back.
That is scandalous. Nothing.
And I wear quite a lot. I'm quite an Old Polly girl. You know, you get those typical Old Polly girls. I like a mini dress that shows off my boobs and my bum.
Yeah, it looked beautiful. It was a gorgeous dress. Yeah.
So after this is almost as bad as the fella that cheated on you. Are you scorned from Old Polly? Are you kind of, you're not wearing
well,
them anymore?
I'm not
going to
lie, I'm wearing an Old Polly outfit tomorrow and late in life. So she
ain't hating them that hard.
Okay, so Old Polly, if you're listening,
they ain't getting a tag. I'm gatekeeping. I've got a new rule. I get questions all the time. Where's this from? Where's this from? And I'm like, I'm not telling you because I paid for that myself.
Babe, they're going to tag themselves. The problem is, the minute somebody writes about you online, Old Polly will get in touch with all the journalists and be like, she's wearing Old Polly.
It's wild. Old Polly that I paid for, so...
Okay,
so,
well,
she's paid her coins, so don't use her. So, babe, I've got to ask, obviously, Celebrity Big Brother's back now, as I said a minute ago. So, Big Brother, it's had a little bit of a rest.
Yes.
It's come back to the home of ITV.
Yes.
You did the first civilian series when it came back last year. Now we've got Celeb on screen. How does it feel for you watching it now? Have you got PTSD? Because it's your house. Does it feel weird seeing celebs in your house?
It's weird seeing them in the house, but like it's strange watching the house on telly. And it's strange like watching them experience like the evictions. Because you know how that feels.
Yeah.
Sitting and seeing when the lights go off. Oh my God.
How does it feel?
Honestly, when those blue lights come down on you, that's when you know something's about to go down.
Is that when the old arsehole twitches?
Yeah, that's when, like...
You know when you can hear the audience and they're shouting names and stuff? Like, what does that do to your soul?
That is horrific. Because I think in your brain, you're expecting the worst. So every week, even if you're not up, you're waiting to hear your name.
Yeah.
So, like, I think your brain convinces you that even if your name's not going, get Olivia out, you're like, I heard my name. They all hate me.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah. It's quite a psychological game, Big Brother.
It's a mind game. Like,
completely.
That's the thing that people don't realise is there's no break from the cameras. Mm. And someone asked me yesterday, like, was any of it put on? And I was like, no. If it looks put on, best believe it's because you're losing your mind. It's for no other reason than you're literally going insane.
Yeah,
it is a mind game, the whole thing.
A lot of my mates over the years from Channel 4 to Channel 5, and now I've got a few mates that are currently doing the ITV one. The one thing that I'm always told is, and this ain't no shade on Big Brother, but it's fucking boring. Because it's 24 hours a day. So, and that's no shade to the show, but 24... There's no just watching Netflix from now on. You can't binge shade. You can't just pop to Marks and Spencer's.
They're being nicer to the celebrities because...
No, standard.
I know, it's ridiculous. I
feel like they're getting more of alcohol and more of a like shopping budget.
I don't think they are. I just think they're not drinking it because best believe it was gone in seconds when we were
all there. Because what do they limit you to? Two cans a night?
No, so two rounds a night.
Two rounds. What's classes a round? So 15 drinks.
Yes, basically.
When we're out.
Basically, they like will put an announcement and be like, this is Big Brother. Refreshments are available in the storeroom and it's like running the 600 metre sprint. You're going for it because if you're not there first, you're limited on choice and people used to hide it in all the pockets. It was all we had to look forward to.
So what was around?
It's so boring.
How many drinks? So,
I don't know how it works because I think it depends on the amount of people.
Yeah.
So like obviously the less people that were there, the less we got in the rounds.
Okay.
But I know that there was one night, the night of the ant task, when it was only sugary drinks, and I think the exec who oversees like the booze limit had left, and loads of people ended up drunk that night because I think they just chucked it all in.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's about...
I bet you was all thinking, oh, that bitch ain't here tomorrow.
Literally, I think I didn't drink four nights the whole 6 weeks.
Really?
Which is, that's why I'm convinced I'm becoming a functioning alcoholic.
But I feel like in that house...
Am I drinking Prosecco right now? Yes.
In that house, I'd imagine it's so boring that it's the only thing
it's
you have to look forward to.
It's the only kind of buzz you get. Yeah. So like, there was what, like, if there's a bottle, so sometimes you'll get maybe two bottles of wine and the rest is cocktail cans or lager. Cans.
Two bottles for yourself.
Oh, well, I'm not a lager boy. Wish. I'd be fucking heartbroken if they gave me lager.
That wouldn't even touch the sides of
my That's how I'm convinced I'm turning into an alky. Because I started drinking lager. Do I look like someone who drinks lager?
No.
Like, my party trick is I can down a pint of Guinness, which I feel is quite impressive.
That is impressive.
But I don't drink beer on the reg. But they were giving us, like, bottles of red wine. And I was like, guys,
I don't drink
where
red
is
either.
The Prosecco? I was like, where's the Prosecco? I will only drink Prosecco or rosé with loads of ice in it. And I'm fussy about cocktail cans because, you know, when they're really sweet,
too
and
sweet.
Make you feel
and
sick.
And there's certain
sweet,
shops
yeah.
that are better than others.
Mm. Yeah.
Marks
yeah.
and Spencer's, you're the best because
yeah,
they're double
they
shots.
So
other Marks shops are available.
Yeah, yeah, but Marks and Spencer's is the best.
allegedly.
Some are allegedly.
Sponsor
but some
this
are,
show, thank
some are
you.
Shit. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I ain't the really... I mean, I've got a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Say a sweet tooth. None of my teeth are fucking real. But I like a bit of sugar. But some are like you just throw a bag of Tate and Lyle down your neck.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
yeah.
Really you know what I'm saying? Makes your teeth
too
itch.
Too much. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
there's a certain shop that does a strawberry daiquiri, which is only ever good abroad. I ate daiquiris in England.
No,
it's got to be like a slush
that is
pape.
One of my talents I conquered during lockdown. I make a really good strawberry daiquiri.
How do you do it? Like the frozen, like an holiday daiquiri.
Yeah, so frozen fruit and fresh fruit.
Yeah. Girl
you
knows.
Need the grenadine because the syrup is what makes it a slushy.
Yeah.
Like, you need grenadine, which you can only really buy in Morrison's randomly.
Like
and
Morrison's.
Then, obviously, your Bacardi and then a little bit of ice and it goes, I'll try and find the picture.
You know your yeah. shit, girl. I'm impressed.
My dad works in the alcohol trade. If there's one thing I know, it's booze.
There we go.
We're going to have an after party,
yes,
sometime. We're having an
after I think we're having an after party now. Somebody get the strawberries ASAP.
So, strawberry daiquiris aside, you're obviously watching Celebrity Big Brother. Who's your money on Friday's finale?
David Potts.
Do you reckon?
I love him.
Really?
I think he's been such. He's the one person that every time the camera's on him, he just looks like he's embracing it
yeah.
and having fun. Mm. And it is only 3 weeks, so half the time I'm just like, oh, suck it up.
Because what
yeah.
was yours?
You paid a bomb
yeah.
for this,
yeah.
and you're depressed. If Fern Britton cries one more time, I will actually break in tomorrow night when
but
I'm in the
not...
studio and punch her.
That's an exclusive. Olivia Young is going to go and clump Fern Britton in the Big Brother
house. I'll give you a Glasgow kiss.
Can you let us know and we'll be there with the cameras?
How many weeks was your one?
Six.
So yours was double. So this is
yeah.
this is like foreplay for
well,
you.
Then,
they ain't even put the tip in yet compared
exactly.
to what you're used to.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, it's moving so quick because it's only the 3 weeks.
Mm.
And I'm just like, come on, like, let's enjoy
what
it.
What did you
while
think about what Fern said to, do you know, the Strictly Dancer guy last
I
night?
Just if you've seen the
Nikita.
Clip back,
Nikita, did you see that
went,
clip?
He literally went, stripes are really in at the moment. It was a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're trying to make it, I'm not fashionable.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No, it was a compliment.
Do you think
being
that
so
just being in there the whole time with no other distractions, that all those things kind of niggle away at your soul?
No.
Like, you think about it too much?
I think
no.
I'm not that type of person, but she's obviously a journalist, isn't she? So she probably is deeping every word that comes out of everyone's mouth.
I feel like she's deeping it too
Do
much,
I mean,
definitely. Yeah.
Why wait a full day to then say it? Like, she must
yeah.
have really been reflecting on that.
I yeah. think she feels like, you know, already insecure that she's the oldest person in the
That's
house.
That's a her
so
problem.
That
you're
is
late,
a her problem.
As old as you feel, and she
Send
obviously
Olivia
feels
back
like
in.
An OAP.
Send Olivia in.
So the most, you know me. Oh, I love a bit of tea.
Yes.
I keep it 100.
Yeah.
Life's too short, and I
too
feel like
right.
you're a bit like me.
Too right.
We don't chat shit.
Like a lot of the time, though, I'll do like a radio thing or anything live, and my mum will go, Olivia. Like when I on
oh, she'll
Live,
get used to it. But my mum used to do that 13 years ago. That's
the last
not fucking.
My mum said to me before I went on Late Live 2 weeks
him.
Ago was
on
don't
the
say
again.
Anything about the royal family. And one of the first things that came out of my mouth was something to do with Kate Middleton and a BBL. And the first text on my phone was from my sister. Like, can you imagine mum's face when that came out your mouth? But she now is just like, I'm just like, mum, you need to chill out because what's going to come out of my mouth is going to come out of my mouth. And if I need to rectify it, I will.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you can't swallow it back up.
No.
So
no.
why not just say how you feel?
Keep yeah. it real, babes.
Exactly.
So, like, I want you to keep it real here.
Go.
I want some tea.
Yeah.
So, behind the scenes, what goes on in that house? Because obviously, nowadays, back in the day, if you look back at it, I mean, you're still lovely and young.
I was born the year Big Brother started.
What?
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
I think me too, actually. Me too.
I'm a 2000 baby.
2000. Oh, I'm 1999.
Yeah.
I'm 1 year older.
Oh, my God.
But no, back in the day, Big Brother, you could just see everyone smoking. Love Island, they could smoke. I'm
I
trying to think,
those
did
days.
We smoke in? Because I was a big smoker. Was we allowed on TV? Can't remember. Anyway, you can't smoke on TV now, which is right. Don't start, kids.
Don't smoke.
Don't start.
Don't
it's terrible.
Just drink responsibly.
But there's a secret little corner where you go and smoke. So is it? It's one housemate
one
at a time. She can't talk.
And it gets locked.
They lock you in?
No, but like it won't be open all the time.
Oh, she can't just go and have a snout.
You can't
or,
just like go when you feel like it.
Ah.
So like sometimes it was
that's
locked
mind
for...
games?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was you a smoker?
Do I look like a smoker?
No, you actually don't because your teeth are perfect.
Thank you.
So you're not?
I'm not a smoker, not a vapor. Don't get the hype. Like,
yeah, I don't
why
get
are
the
you
hype.
Sucking a piece of plastic?
Yeah, I don't get it.
We've sucked worse than any of us.
I was waiting for it.
Stick to the more fun things. Why are you sucking plastic and like fake air? I just don't understand it.
Very strange.
What a waste of your time.
But I reckon they probably held back on the smoking time so people would get more aggy and start arguing.
Probably.
Because it's all manipulation, isn't it? So someone's clucking for a fag. Because I mean, when I was a smoker, I mean, I gave up the day when in lockdown, 4 years clean, I think in about a week's time. I think Sunday's my 4 year anniversary. Anyway, digress. But in your head, you think, oh my God, I'm stressed out. I'm going to have a fag. I'll feel better. It'll calm me down.
Yeah.
It's bollocks. It don't calm you down. Like, no fag's going to calm you down.
That's what I don't
but
understand.
But in your head, it's all mind
it's like,
games. But when you are a smoker and the addiction's real, if I'd have been in that house as a smoker and I was clucking for a fag, I'd be like, fuck, I've got a fag. I need a fag.
Well, that was like Jenkin would get like that quite a lot. So like, and then on the outside world, I know that like we had so much fun and it was strange when I came out and people were like, oh, Jenkin was miserable all the time. And I was like, they obviously just weren't shown enough of his fun side because when he was needing a fag, he was like that. And you could see like the leg going.
Because it is an addiction.
It is an addiction. But like I did say, and like when they were in the secret room, I said, if I was a smoker, I'd have just given it up as soon as I found out I was coming on
I'd
here.
Because,
do you know what I mean? Like, go cold turkey, just and, like it's not that easy.
But you know the way you said that, like, oh, maybe they're just they're not showing his fun side or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you been watching the celebrity one?
Yes.
So Ekin-Su came out claiming that she got like a bad edit. Like, what is your point? Like, yawn. You heard it here first.
Come on, keep it 100. What's your thoughts
on that?
I've said it a million times. Like, I don't understand why she came on and was trying to almost like forget who she was, like, and try and rebrand on Big Brother. No, the reason you have shot to fame is because of Love Island. Stop discrediting it. Stop trying to make that experience like it didn't happen. It happened. We watched, we supported you as the public, and now you're being a bit of an arsehole.
Yeah. She seemed really scarred by her Love Island experience. Yeah. Like, in the house, whenever somebody brought
which
it up.
Which is weird, because she fucking won
she?
It.
Yeah.
Like, how can you be scarred from saying you won? Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Like, you've had so many opportunities come from that. Mm. You may be scarred to an extent, but you also, like, I think, find the positives. But I was like, her agents work around the clock because she's just come off the Traitors as well. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's on the American one, didn't she?
She's been so busy.
Busy. Landed at Heathrow and they've trucked her in the
house. Literally.
Was you surprised that she was evicted?
No,
because the tide turned
it.
On her.
Were you surprised when she voted Louis after she heard his booze? Do you think that that's a done thing in the house? Like, if you can get a glimpse of what the outside world might think about someone, have you ever seen people swerve?
Well, see, this is the thing, right? When we all heard get Kerry out, I was like, that's really strange. Mm. Like, what has she done? And then, like, when she left, I remember people saying, like, how, like some of the things they'd observed. And I was going, oh, my God, am I really thick?
Wow.
But I'm really bad at judging cats. I'm quite a bad judge of character.
But sometimes you only see things because some people see it because it's their conversations, but you may not see it. So it's like, hard to tell.
I never was swayed by what I thought the public wanted me to do.
Yeah.
No. Like,
I
think it's your experience, you have to do it. And I think, like, different things can impact it. So, like, if something happens 2 minutes before they're like, oh, you're going to nominate now, you could literally change your mind.
In an heartbeat, Coles.
Literally.
Oh, totally. Olivia, thank you. So I could talk, I don't mean to cut you off short, but I only get an hour. It ain't enough. I'm so sorry, but thank you for joining
thank
me.
You for
it's been an absolute
me.
Pleasure. Thank you for spilling the tea and
always.
Keeping it real, darling.
Always.
Best of luck, child. Look forward to it. We'll have that night out. We'll have a strawberry daiquiri. Miss Ellen, love
you. Thank you, darling.
Guys, thanks for listening, and we will be back next week. Stay safe. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.